Right now, movie talk, because movie watching is a sport.
Well, and the big summer movies are out. So have you seen any of the big summer movies?
I have not.
No.
Well, we have some help. I have seen one, Corby has seen one, and Bob has seen one. So joining us now on the ticket hotline from Bad Radio, Bob Stern. Morning, Bob. Or Bob?
Do you read me?
Now we got you. Yeah.
Hello.
Morning there, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Bob.
We are also joined by one Corby Davidson from the Hardline. Morning, Corby.
Morning, losers. How are you?
Morning.
Awesome. All right, so let's start in a moment. We're going to get the Jurassic World review from Corby. I've seen Spy with Melissa McCarthy. And Bob is going to tell us about The Rock and San Andreas.
Well, I certainly will, Musers. And I will start with saying seldom does Hollywood get a natural disaster movie right. They try and try and try again. And it's just so difficult to destroy United States cities the way they were meant to be destroyed by natural disasters. But I am here to tell you that in this particular case, San Andreas, using, of course, the earthquake technique, to destroy, flatten, humiliate, and basically just pulverize both Los Angeles and San Francisco on what amounts to a two-hour roller coaster ride of pure adrenaline is a masterpiece of awesomeness. Entering the beast, just from the summer blockbuster category, it's everything you want. I know you're going to have a tough sell believing that The Rock can be a part of a great movie of this magnitude, but I'm here to tell you that the people's eyebrow comes through very, very well. try not to worry too much about the fact that a civil servant pretty much just steals a city's helicopter to go take care of his family, and in doing so flies by all sorts of people that are in distress that really need his line of work and his public service, but he goes past them to rescue his ex-wife and his stepdaughter and, basically take care of his own personal agenda instead of those around him, which, of course, is what a civil servant is all about. But I'm telling you, the special effects are wonderful. Your heart will be beating. Don't worry about the plot. That's not really important. We're just here to destroy buildings and to see people suffer. And I would say, in this case, San Andreas gets a big Terminator thumbs up.
Wow, okay. What is the youngest kid you would take to it?
Well, I took Brett, and he is 10, and we were high-fiving the whole time. So I bet you could even skew a little younger than that if you'd like.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, depress the 7-year-old with seeing all of Southern California destroyed in just a couple of hours. I don't think that'll give him nightmares. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
There were a few survivors, so let's look on the bright side.
Okay, and the weather was nice, so that made it seem like it wasn't that bad. Okay.
Didn't have to wear a sweater or anything.
Can I ask you, were there any sports tie-ins since you're sports Sturm? Did they show a Giants game or a Lakers game?
Funny you should say that, but as San Francisco is being trashed, they do take refuge at the Giants ballpark. And I did kind of wonder how that works. Do the Giants pay San Andreas or does San Andreas pay the San Francisco Giants? I don't know. But, yes, there was a baseball stadium in the movie, so okay. It does count as a sports movie.
All right, so there's a thumbs up on San Andreas from Bob. Now, what about Jurassic World? I heard you guys cackling about this the other day on the Hardline. This has just been killing it at the theaters, hasn't it?
Yeah, I guess the question is, can $208 million in the first 3 days, can that all be wrong? And the answer is no, it cannot be wrong. This is the most ridiculous plot. It's the stupidest script you can ever imagine. If you want to, I'm giving very little away when I say that if you're into turning dinosaurs into military figures and that these will be our new soldiers, then you'll really be into this movie. But don't worry about that. Just know that the dino action is so out of control. It's so wonderful. The fact that now they really do look completely believable, and if you can just put yourself in that place as a 10-year-old, 11-year-old kid for 2 hours, I'm telling you, you will love every second of it. Yeah, I snickered and sneered at the plot and scoffed at it afterwards, but I had an absolute blast. Two words: Indominus Rex. It is the new super DNA generated dinosaur at the Jurassic World Park.
He can kill people. He can kill people and play golf.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if that was the plot to the next one, that they try to make the new Tiger Woods out of a velociraptor.
Man, I'm in.
It is that stupid. It is that stupid of a plot, but it doesn't matter because it's all about just dinosaurs ripping the park apart and massacring people. And I'm sorry, I'm very excited. And, you know, it's wonderful. I'll put it this way. So my son, he's 9. We saw it in 3D, which I think may be the only option. But the movie's over with. He stands up. He takes his glasses off, a la Walter Cronkite after Kennedy. He looks at me and he says, "That is the greatest movie ever made."
Okay, so you can, it's PG-13, but you can take the 8 or 9 year old to it.
Yeah, yeah. My took my 6 year old. My littlest guy just turned 6, and
oh, no.
He was not gonna miss this.
He's gonna have nightmares.
No, I took him. No, I'm telling you, he was jumping through the roof. He was so excited. There wasn't one time that he got really scared or anything. It was wonderful. Look, it is ridiculous, but it's great.
It must be. It's getting great reviews from more than just the snake.
You just have to suspend things. It's like Bob said with San Andreas. I mean, it's dinosaurs, for God's sakes. But I'm telling you, the technology, filmmaking-wise, has advanced to the point where it makes it that much more enjoyable. It's not 1992 anymore. They make these dinosaurs into believable characters now.
Okay, am I the only one at the station who has seen Melissa McCarthy's Spy?
Uh-oh. I hadn't even heard of it.
It's not quite as big as the two films that you just reviewed.
I think it did pretty well,
but
though, didn't it?
It's doing pretty well, and Rotten Tomatoes gave it got 85% on that. And I guess a lot of it depends on what do you think of her. Personally, I think she's funny. She has been somewhat hit and miss in movies, but in this one, she is really funny. And it's a bit of a different twist to have the female play the part of the James Bond character and yet throw comedy into it. It's rated R, and it has some pretty serious violence. I just figured it was going to be rated R for the outrageous insults that she would throw out, and she does throw out some of those Melissa McCarthy insult diatribes, but it is it's pretty violent, too. I mean, there's some gruesome deaths in it, stabbings and things like that. Which I guess, based on the first two movies, that's what we all want, right? We just want violence and stuff blowing up, so you get a lot of that.
Yep.
She sits behind a desk and somehow helps Jude Law's character, Bradley Fine, who is a CIA agent, and you talk about ridiculous. She is in his ear with some sort of audio mechanism, and she also has a view of everything that he sees, not only through this contact lens that he has, but some geothermal camera that tells her where there are bad guys running at him and stuff. It's ridiculous. And again, you have to. What's that?
There ain't dinosaurs in that one.
No, they might as well have put some in there though, because the plot's ridiculous, and they have to find a suitcase nuke and all this stuff, and they go through all the James Bond-like travels around the world to find this thing, and the guys who play the terrorist or the arms dealers are really generic and speak with ridiculous accents. But it's funny, it's fast-moving, and it's worth the price of admission. I give it a jub thumbs up. So see, there are good movies out there to view.
Melissa McCarthy and Jenny McCarthy are cousins?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yo for Will.
What? They look just alike.
What happened?
What do you mean? Why do you use that voice?
That seems like they don't appear to be related at all, do they?
What do you mean they don't?
What
They're
do you
both
mean by that?
Blonde females. They're related.
Was she a great big fat person?
Now that we have the movie experts on,
Melissa McCarthy got the vaccination. That's what happened to her. And Jenny McCarthy did not. She's an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Since we have our movie expert panel assembled, and I saw,
go ahead, Craig.
I saw for the first time last night during the finals this movie being promoted. It comes out in July, I believe. Vacation. What do you guys think of this? It's going to be Rusty, the son, grown up now, and that's how they're remaking Vacation, with Rusty taking his Griswold family, and his wife is Christina Applegate. Rusty is Ed from The Office. Ed Helms.
Ed Helms, yeah.
And I'm so in. it's an interesting twist. It's not just a straight remake, but basically it is a remake. They're just using the next generation.
Doesn't it look kind of self-deprecating where they're making fun of it? Like,
yes.
The new son's like, I don't even heard of the original Vacation, you know?
Yeah.
And then they show the iconic scene of Christie Brinkley in the Ferrari next to him, but the truck runs this one over at the end.
Yeah. And they got Hannah Davis to do the Christie Brinkley role. So there's a lot of good updating, and yeah, I think you're right. I think there are going to be a lot of twists and making fun of the old Vacation. I'm in. I'm usually out on remakes, but this looks really funny.
Yeah, they'll probably sucker me in.
Are the kids just staring at their iPads the whole time and complaining that they're not flying on vacation?
Oh, maybe.
That's what they do now.
You experience that, Bob?
Yes, a time or two. The idea of hopping in a vehicle and going on vacation has been voted down a few times at our house.
All right, well, I'm going to go see Jurassic World and San Andreas this week now, based on those reviews.
Real quick, since I have some of these film experts on here.
Yes, Corby.
One that I highly recommend, and we're going to talk about it today, actually, on our show, is Love and Mercy. This is the Brian Wilson story.
Yeah.
And it's John Cusack plays older Brian Wilson, Gordon. And since you guys just saw The Beach Boys, too,
yeah,
it'll probably mean a little bit more to you guys. This is pretty incredible. I knew nothing about the struggles of Brian Wilson until seeing this. Paul Dano plays young Brian Wilson. John Cusack plays older Brian Wilson. Dude, it's amazing. It really is. And we're having Brian Wilson on today at 4 o'clock.
That's incredible.
So huge. Awesome.
Man, yeah, I can't believe he went through all that and then became the Giants closer and really kept his effectiveness for several years.
It's different Brian Wilson, Bob. Thanks for bringing back the sports, though. We can depend on you for that.
Ask him about his beard.
All right.
Yeah, fear the beard. All right, good job, Corby. Bob.
All right, love y'all.
Love you.
Love you. Guys.
Bob.
There they go.
Corby.